Frank and I were in Portsmouth, Ohio, and we had a radio clock that would wake you up with music. And that song came on, and it was so beautiful. We just laid there, and we didn't turn the clock off or anything, or the radio. And it's the song you're going to hear now.
Also through Facebook, we have a request from Keith. So Keith, be made whole.
Let the blood pressure go in the name of Jesus Christ.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. Sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live.
Let us pray together. Let's pray. Lord, you invite us to come to you. And you invite us not just when we're sad and sick and lonely and depressed. Lord, you just call us to come. And we come no matter where we are and what we're feeling or thinking. Because there's something about your call on our heart that draws us to you. Lord, we come to you this morning with our joys and our praises, with our hearts full of worship for who you are, for all you've done, for all you are doing, and all you are yet to do. Lord, we are so thankful for your many blessings to us, your blessings that are as numerous as the stars. Lord, we come to you sometimes when we think that we are carrying the weight of the world. And we forget that you are carrying the weight of the world. Lord, we want to place in your hands, your loving, strong arms, to do what no one else can do for certain people. Lord, we thank you for doctors and nurses and medicines and procedures But God, they can only do so much. So Lord, we thank you that you and you alone are the great physician, and that you are working even now as we pray and believe. So we pray continually for Nancy, Sister Nancy, and we wait on you with her. Lord, we want to lift up also Brother Tom, who's feeling a lot of different emotions right now. Lord, hold him extra close to your heart, so close he can hear your heartbeat. Assure him that you hold him, that you have special plans for him. Lord, we want to continue to lift up young Brian, 33 years old, with a wife. Oh, God, this is so serious, and we realize it the more time passes. But, Lord, we've seen miracles come out of Dodd Hall for decades, and we are believing that this young man will wake up and walk and talk, that he will be whole. God, show off in young Brian's life, we pray. Lord, we want to pray also for Sister Terry, whose heart isn't in sync. So, Lord, we just pray that you would help her heart get back in the rhythm it needs to do its proper bodily functions with transferring blood and all those things. Lord, we live in a world that is bombarded with this silent enemy, COVID-19. So, Lord, you know that we are praying for a cure to this horrific disease. Lord, we thank you for the doctors and the nurses who have literally given their lives to minister to your sons and your daughters. Lord, help us to be very wise and help us to be very cautious concerning this disease. Lord, I pray that you would put a hedge of protection around my little church. God, you would just protect them. I love them so much that you would protect them and that you would keep them. Lord, for all the other prayer requests that we have, and we all have prayer requests that we don't share with anyone but you. And you know before we even ask. We love that about you, Lord. Hear us now as we pray to you the prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.